record is 10-0. They'll be the visitors on the scoreboard. They're wearing the green road jerseys. And here at the starting lineup, it'll be the 6-foot senior running the point, Gage Pitts. A 6'2 senior, Lansing Pitts, wearing number 10. Jordan Andrews, the All-Stater, the 6'4 and senior, along with a big sophomore, 6'4 sophomore, Aiden Burns, and the 6'1 senior, Lane Grimes, getting the start tonight. He is pretty much healed now from that deep thigh bruise. Still wearing the support on that left arm, and he's still dealing with a left wrist issue. But it really hadn't offered, really hadn't bothered a whole lot the way he's played the game. Lane has been good. And the Gainesville Bulldogs, they'll start with a 5'11 junior, Camden Evans, wearing number 3. Wearing number 11, Carter Wise, a 6-foot junior. The 6'2 senior, Landry Jenkins, wears number 20. Number 22 is a 6-foot senior, Jake Leaker, and the big man in the middle, 6'4 senior, Bryce Hambleton. Junior varsity game, of course, already over here tonight, and with the Thayer JV coming into Gainesville and getting the victory, 58-40 over the Gainesville Bulldogs. At just a moment before the teams take the court, we'll say thanks to some of your fan Bobcat boosters for tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Home, the Thayer Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, the Country Cottage Cafe, the official lunch location of the UK Country Broadcast Crew. Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats take the court. It'll be Andrews, Burns, Grimes, Pitts, and Pitts. And for the Gainesville Bulldogs, it'll be number 10, Alms is getting the start tonight. Number 10, 5'11 junior, Wyatt Alms getting the start for Gainesville. And Easton McGee, a 6'1 sophomore. So here we go. Thayer Bobcats control the tip. They'll bring it into the front court. Gage Pitts swings around Landry. Landry down the corner to Grimes. They're working around the defense. Grimes driving the baseline, gets all the way to basket and scores. Lane Grimes with an explosive move down the left baseline and gets the bucket for Thayer. Bobcats are on top. 2-0. Gainesville working around the perimeter of the Thayer Bobcat zone. Ball goes to number 23, Easton McGee. McGee gives up in the corner, back outside to Leaker. Leaker back down in the corner. That is Alms, brings it out top, swings around the horn, top of the key. Alms gets it back, wide open. Three ball rattles in and out, no good. Gage Pitts with a rebound. Bobcats running the floor, drives the needle to Andrews for the lay-in. Jordan Andrews got out on the defense, and I mean, what a pass by Gage Pitts. He threaded the needle between the defenders on the bounce pass for the easy layup. Gainesville worked on the basketball. On the offensive end, they take it down in the right corner. Get it to Leaker down there now. Leaker going to Hamilton in the lane. Ball poked away by the defense. Air Bobcats have got it. Hamilton takes it back, puts it up off the window, and in. He's a big, strong kid. First two of the night for Bryce Hamilton and the Gainesville Bulldogs. Player working the offense. Got it down to Landry. Pitts in the corner for three. No. Gage fits with a rebound. Couldn't score. Burns follows it up with two. Well, three different Bobcats have scored. The early going, we're a minute and a half into the first quarter. Thayer on top, 6-2, Gainesville with the ball. That is McGee on the left side, picks it out front to Alms. Alms swings it on the right side to Leaker. Leaker, three ball, partially blocked. Rebound taken by Gainesville. Shot is up and good for Wyatt Alms. Got an excuse me rebound and put it back up. Gainesville back within two. Thayer with the ball. Gage Pitts spinning in the lane. Pulls up with a spinning one-hander. No good. And rebound taken by Gainesville. They run the floor. Push it up to McGee. McGee cross-court. Got it to Jenkins. Jenkins back out on top to Alms. Alms has it taken away by Jordan Andrews. Andrews goes around him, goes and lays it up over the front of the rim for two. Andrews looked like he might want to dunk that one, but couldn't get the step just right. He laid it up over the front of the rim. Air Bobcats have doubled Gainesville early. It's 8-4. Bulldogs working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. They get it down on the left side wing for Leaker. He'll kick it back out front to McGee. McGee now over to Landry Jenkins. Morris Jenkins, head coach here. That's his youngest son. Now they get it to Alms. Alms pulls up free throw line with a jumper. That's you. Oh, the junior. Looking red hot. Wyatt Alms. Second bucket of the night. He's got four. That's what they're about to get. Lead to two. Thayer works it out on top and around the horn. Burns has got it down on the left side. So a crossover dribble. Kicks it out to Grimes for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. And rebound taken by Gainesville. Here come the Dawgs. That is Leaker. Runs up the right side of the floor. Got it to Jenkins. backs it into the lane at the elbow. Now trying to go in a backdoor shot. Leaker's got the ball. Shot is blocked by Burns. Rebound Thayer. Here come the Bobcats on the run. Got it to Landry Pitts. Driving all the way to basket. Four is going to call an offensive foul. And the official wasn't real sure about it, but he called it offensive. And for Landry Pitts, that'll be the first foul of the ball game. First team foul. Don't know about that one. Official didn't either. Wasn't very sure about that call when he made it. Anyway, Gainesville gets the ball back down by two. 8-6 here in the first quarter. 4:40 to go in the period. Leaker on top. Gives the ball down. Inside for McGee. McGee down the baseline. Has the ball poked away. And it goes out of bounds. Thayer Bobcats will play defense here on the inbound play. Gainesville Bulldogs trigger it down under the bucket. Leaker got into Hambleton. Hambleton up with a shot. That one was blocked. He gets it back and goes back up in the air. And we're tied at 8 with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a basketball. Andrews going to the bucket, shoots a floater, and no, he's going to get fouled. They're going to wave off the basket. It didn't go in anyway. But that'll be foul on number 22, Leaker. Jake Leaker for Gainesville. First team foul on the Bulldogs. Fair inbound it to Andrews. Long three-point shot. No good, and goes out of bounds. Well, Andrews misfires for about 25 feet. 4:19 to go. Gainesville now the chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Bears led 4-2, 8-4. Gainesville here on a little 4-0 run as we've reached the midway point of the first quarter. Landry Jenkins handles the ball out front. Brings it on the left side wing. Moving off the screen is Jake Leaker. Going down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out in the corner to number 11, Wise, who has just checked in. Now they go to Jenkins. Jenkins down on the baseline. Spin move into the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Landry Pitts. Bobcats want to run again, but Gainesville gets back. Good on defense. Now here goes Andrews down the baseline. Got it into Grimes. Picked up. Rejected out of bounds. Grimes is wide open for a moment under the basket. Landry Pitts hitting with a pass, but defense got there to block the shot. They will trigger it in with 3:44 to go in the first quarter. Andrews off the inbound on the left side. On the dribble, at the wing, swings it around the horn, got it over to Burns. Burns to the top of the key on the dribble, to Andrews, fake the three, goes in the lane, kicks it out, Landry pitch for three, off the back rim, no. Burns had the rebound, got it over to Andrews. Andrews attacks the basket, a little floater is no good, and rebound controlled by Gainesville. Here come the Dawgs. Gainesville take a lead here, we're tied at 8. There is Weiss for three, and it's good! Carter Weiss with a three-pointer for Gainesville. And the Bulldogs lead the Thayer Bobcats by three with 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Landry Pitts with the ball for the Bobcats on the offensive end. Gives it to Gage. Thayer getting into the half-court set here. They go to Landry Pitts. Landry drives down the right side of the lane, a running one-hander. Trying to bounce it off the window. It didn't go in. Gainesville's got it back. Leaker gives it out to Jenkins. Jenkins right back in the corner to Leaker. His pass inside, stolen by Burns, and we're going to get a foul on the Gainesville Bulldogs. Number 22 going to be called for the foul. That is Jake Leaker. That'll be number two on Leaker in the ballgame. Substitution here for the Bulldogs. In fact, two subs checking in. Number 10 back in there, Wyatt Alms, who started the game. And number 21, Graydon Robotham, a 6'2 junior. And Bobcats for the basketball. Down by three. Foul on Leaker is second. Second team foul on Gainesville. Thayer handles the basketball out front. Got it to Burns. Tried to step for a three. Lost the handle on it. Got it out of Pitts in the corner for three. That one's good. Gage Pitts ripped one from the right baseline. A three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. We're tied at 11 with 2:17 to go here at Gainesville. Bulldogs with the ball on top. Alves feeds it over to Robotham. Robotham got it down in the corner for McGee. McGee back to Weiss. Weiss has the ball almost stolen by Pitts and goes out of bounds right here in front of him. Gage Pitts with a quick move to the bucket. As soon as Weiss went to put that one on the floor, Pitts was there to swipe it away, but it bounces out of bounds with 2:04 to go. In the first quarter, good ball game shaking here at Gainesville. Bulldog with it. Weiss out front. Almost traveled. Maintain that pivot play. Leans the ball to the left side to Alms. Alms going down the baseline. Pull-up jumpers off the rim. No good. Rebound tripped up and around. Controlled by Thayer. Burns and Andrews on the break. Andrews gets it from Burns. Floats to the bucket for two. Hayden Burns with his second bucket of the night. And Thayer leads it again by two. Here come the Dogs. Long shot is up from the baseline. No good. Rebound. Gage Fitz. Thayer now with a 3-on-2 opportunity. Fitz pulled up. Oh, got it to Andrews, who floats to the bucket for the layup. Thayer turned up the notches a little bit defensively. That's led to two easy buckets here. And Thayer up by four. McGee with it for Gainesville. Gives it down in the corner for Robotham. Robotham handles it. Gives it up. And now controlled by Alms. Alms out around the three-point line on the right side wing. Will cross over dribble. Goes down the left side of the lane. Hanging jumper. Oh, blocked. And a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. And man, I got Gage Fitz on that one. Gage got up and blocked the shot. No, they called it on to Grimes. Lane Grimes called the foul. Will be his second his first of the game. Second team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. And the first free throw is up and no good for Wyatt Alms. And now substitution for the Bulldogs. The final minute of this first quarter. And Hamilton will check out. Bryce Hamilton and number 20 Landry Jenkins is in. Gainesville getting Hamilton a little bit of a rest here for the final minute. Second free throw is up and good for Alms. That'll be his fifth point of the game since coming in. Thayer with it now, under a minute to go, up by three. Bobcats get in the corner to Landry Pitt, brings it out front to Gage. Now down to the right corner for Grimes. Grimes passes it inside to Burns. Burns catches in traffic, kicks it back out to Grimes, fake the three, goes down to the baseline, shooting a floater, and we get a whistle. Oh, and another offensive foul on Lane Grimes. Grimes called for the foul. That'll be his second of the game. And wipe off the basket. 40 seconds remain in the first quarter. Gainesville inbounds the ball. Number 10 with it. Wyatt Alms brings it across the timeline, working against Burns. Burns just staying with him all over the floor. They give it up now to number 3, Evans. Evans got it back over to Weiss. Weiss puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, all saved out of bounds, and right to the Gainesville Bulldogs, Wyatt Alms. And that makes it a one-point game, 15-14, with 14 seconds to go. In the first quarter, Thayer taking their time, bringing it across the timeline. Gage Pitt looking for the open man, got it over to Grimes, and Grimes trying to force it inside to Landry Pitt. And the foul going to be called on number 20, Landry Jenkins. And he tried to poke it away from behind. 4 seconds to go. Thayer inbound, got it to Burns in the corner. Burns out on top to Grimes, pulls up for three, off the back of the rim, but the buzzer no good. That's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 15-14. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Gainesville Bulldogs here in Ozark County. We'll be back with our second quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart on your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Spring registration is open, so visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And we're back at Gainesville, ready for our second quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a one-point lead after the first 8 minutes of play. Gainesville opens up the second quarter with the basketball. Andrews, Burns, Pitts, and Walsh in the game now for Thayer. We're going to get a foul out on the open floor on the Thayer Bobcats. Number 3, Gage Pitts, going to be called for a foul or reach-in. That'll be team foul number 4 on the Thayer Bobcats, and Gainesville throws it away on the inbound. Leaker trying to throw it in, threw it right through the hands of Camden Evans, who never saw it coming. So Thayer with a one-point lead in the ball. They swing across court to Landry Pitt. Back over to cross court to Andrews for three. Bingo! Jordan Andrews! That three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And Thayer up now by four. Matches their biggest lead of the game. Gainesville with the basketball. They get it up the floor, working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone defense. Now back outside it goes. By the way, Asa Walsh into the game. Oh, there's a walk on Gainesville. No call. They got it inside to Hamilton. Hamilton shoots down and the foul. Hamilton will get the bucket. That'll be his third of the night. Fouls on number 12. That is Aiden Burns. That'll be foul number one on Burns. Comes with 7:16 to go in the first quarter. Hamilton shooting for his seventh point of the game for Gainesville. Free throw by Big Senior is good. 7 points for Hamilton, 7 for Holmes. They lead Gainesville tonight. There, Bobcats with the ball and offensive end with a 1 point lead. They kick it out front for Landry Pitt. Now to Asa Wall. She bounces it down to Gage Pitt in the corner. Cross court to Landry, looking inside, nobody open. That's the Burns, now down to Walsh in the corner. Skip pass to the left side for Andrews. Takes the three. Little penetration. She can back out to Gage Pitt for three. That's no good. And the rebound taken. By the Gainesville Bulldogs. Here they come. Up the floor in a hurry. Chance to take a lead here for Gainesville. Number 10 is Holmes with it. Feeds it inside to Hamilton. Hamilton puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Gage Pitt, and the Bobcats want to run. Gage up the middle of the floor. To the free throw line. Face left. Now kicks it back out to Landry Pitt. To Andrews. Andrews will slash. Pull up with a 10-footer, and it's good. Andrews now at 11. The All-Stater having a good night again. And Thayer leads it again by three with 6:21 to go in the first half. Bulldogs have got the leaker wide open for a three. It's off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Landry Pitts. And here come the Bobcats again. Landry to Gage. Pull-up jumper for three. It's no good. Rebound Aiden Burns. Hands it off to Landry Pitt, misses the short jumper, and the Bulldogs control the rebound. Gainesville comes the other way. There's Jenkins, got it down in the corner. Three ball is up off the side of the backboard, rebounded by Andrews for Thayer. Bobcats with a 2-on-1. Andrews all the way, the bucket lays it up and in. Andrews with an easy bucket there. He's got 13 in the game. 5:42 to go. Thayer's open a 5-point lead. That is their biggest lead of the first half. Gainesville with it. Number 10, Holmes. He's on the left side for Evans. Evans out top and around the horn to Jenkins for three. That's good. Boy, he's got a quick trigger. And he can flat out shoot it from 19 feet 9 inches. Hit that one. Pull his team back within two. Here's Andrews for Thayer. Got the ball to Pitt. Cutting to the basket. Count it and a foul. What a beautiful feed from Andrews to Landry Pitt, cutting down the right side of the lane. Fouls on big number 50, Bryce Hamilton. That'll be his first of the game. Landry Pitts will get his first bucket. And now all five Thayer Bobcats starters have scored. And Pitts looking to make it a three-point play and put Thayer back up by five. They played about 3 minutes here in the second quarter. Free throw for Landry is good. And Thayer Bobcats lead it by five. Gainesville inbounds again. Aiden Burns again staying on the ball all over the court. Number 10, that is Holmes with it. Brings it all the way across the timeline to the top of the key. Feeds it right side for McGee. McGee outside to Jenkins for three more. That one rolls off the rim. No good. And a rebound control by Thayer. Burns had it. Got it out to Pitts. Pitts down to Andrews. Andrews looking out top. And has the ball poked away and out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Jake Leaker. Substitution for Gainesville. Number 11, Carter Weiss will check in. And the Thayer Bobcats inbound the ball with 4:55 to go in the first half on a 5-point lead. Andrews swings it over to Landry Pitt. Now to Walsh. Walsh in the corner, back out to Gage. Gage over to Burns, the big sophomore, handles it out on the floor. Is it back to Landry Pitt, or to Gage Pitt? Now Landry on the right side. Skip pass goes to Andrews, down to the baseline to Gage Pitt. Back out on top to Burns, fake to three. Pulls up, a little 17-footer off the right side is no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Oh, we're going to get a foul called on Gage Pitts. Gage Pitts going to be called for the foul. That'll be Gage's second of the game. And Thayer will turn it over with 4:27 to go in the first half, leading by five. 8-2 Gainesville, 10-0 Thayer. Good ball game, good matchup early season. Really, I guess we're kind of getting into midseason now. Gainesville working on the perimeter. They'll dump the ball down inside to Hamilton. Back outside to Leaker for three. That one's good. Jake Leaker, first bucket of the night, a three-pointer. That is the third three-pointer Gainesville's hit here in the first half. Bears only hit one. Bobcats lead it by two, 25-23. Bears working on the perimeter. Got it out to Andrews. Andrews pulls up with the elbow. Got it down to Landry Pitts. in the lane. Fifth trying to kick it back outside. It's stolen by Gainesville. Here come the Dogs. They lob it down low, and we're going to get a whistle. The ball is out of bounds off the hands of the Gainesville Bulldogs. Gage pitch went up high with Leaker, and the ball sailed over both their heads and out of bounds. And Gainesville Thayer will bring it back with a two-point lead, 25-23. Thayer led by one at the half, 15-14. Thayer with it. Down the left corner is Asa Walsh. Walsh on cross-court pass to Andrews on the right side. Gainesville playing zone here. Andrews elevates the shot, gives it over to Burns, fakes the three, moves to the free throw line, back out to Andrews for three. No! Rebound tipped way out front. Thayer trying to save it from out of bounds, and it bounced high off the rim, and it goes out of bounds. So Andrews couldn't connect that time. And the Thayer Bobcats and Gainesville Bulldogs. And a two-point game, Gainesville down with the basketball, 3:18 to go. Gainesville brings it up to Jenkins. Jenkins on the left side wing, got it to Leaker, fakes, gets his man off his feet, shoots and scores. That's a nice play by Jake Leaker. And we're tied at 25 with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Gage Pitts walking up the floor for Thayer, gives to Landry, now over to Burns. Burns moves in the lane, pulls up, short jumper is good. Burns says, we haven't scored in a while, let me go get you. And he did. Aiden Burns, a sophomore, a nice looking shot there from 10 feet. There's the ball down the other end. Gainesville got it all the way to the rim. Leaker misses the shot. Burns with a rebound out to Andrews. Andrews explodes to the bucket. No, we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Gainesville defense. That'll be out on the floor. Foul is going to be against number 11, Carter Wise. Let me call it for the push. They will inbound. That is team foul number 5. On the Gainesville Bulldogs. Thayer has been called for 6. 2.5 minutes to go now in the first half. Thayer up by 2 with the basketball. Landry Pitts swings it over to teammate. Gets it right back. 3-point shot is up. That one bounces off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by the Gainesville Bulldogs. Gainesville now the chance to tie it up with a bucket here. 2:18 to go. They get it to the high post. Back outside to Jenkins. I've got to jump on him this time. He had a 3 from there a while ago. And give the ball up now to Weiss. Weiss going down the baseline. Puts up a shot, no good. Return shot, no. Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the rebound. I think they're going to get Gage pitched for that rebound. That foul on the rebound, that'll be number 3 on Gage. And Rowan Spencer jumps up off the Thayer Bobcat bench and will come into the game here with 2:04. And Coach Matt Pitts is absolutely furious about that call. And Gage Pitts call for the foul. That'll be his 3rd. And again, Rowan Spencer checks in. So now Thayer going to the lineup of Asa Walsh, Rowan Spencer, Landry Pitts, Aiden Burns, and Jordan Andrews. 2:04 to go in the first half. First free throw front end, the 1-1 is no good. Rebound Burns. Aiden running the floor. Takes it up the right side. Looking for an outlet now. Swings it over to Rowan Spencer. Rowan bounces it one time. Gives it back over to Burns. Burns back to Andrews for 3. Way downtown. That one's no good. Rebound. Ball is up and around. Controlled by the Gainesville Bulldogs. Dogs have got it back. Down by 2. Jenkins on the right side. Gives it down in the right corner for Alms. Alms cross court with it. And down to the baseline, number 11, that is White, puts up a shot, no, with a whistle and a foul. That's going to be called on Gainesville. We're going to call that one on Hamilton. Hamilton calls the foul on the rebound. That'll be his 2nd. They call him for a push. And the Thayer Bobcats with the ball back, a minute 32 to go. Boy, we got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner. And we've seen a lot of those over the years here at Gainesville, whether it's the Thayer Bobcats coming in, the Alton Comets, or Girls Ice. We've had some great games on this gym floor here. Hamilton will check out of the game with those 2 fouls here in the first half. And number 35, Garrett Hogan. Number 35, Andrew Hamilton, a 6'2 sophomore. We'll check in for Gainesville. Thayer with the basketball, the non-shooting foul, just team foul number 6 on the Bulldogs. Thayer's got it with a 2-point lead, minute 16 to go in the first half. Got it over to Walsh. Walsh out top. Now Andrews pulls up, has his shot blocked from behind. How is that not a foul? And now Gainesville comes up with a loose ball. Oh, no, it's a travel. No call. Out top is Alms. Alms feeds it down to the right wing. Now going to the high post for Jenkins. Jenkins fakes, pulls up the shot, can't make a foul. Andrew Jenkins with a good head and shoulder fake got Andrews up off his feet. And the foul on Jordan Andrews will be his first of the game. And it'll be Landry Jenkins going to the free throw line to shoot the three-point play. We're tied at 27 with 51 seconds to go in the first half. Free throw is up by Jenkins and good. 6 points for Jenkins. And Bobcats with the ball. Got to think they're going to hold it for the final shot of the half here with 45 seconds to go as Andrews crosses the timeline. Takes it down the corner, gives it out to Spencer. Spencer out to Burns. He'll swing it over to Landry Pitts. Landry back over to Jordan Andrews. Down to 30 seconds to go in the first half. They're going to hold it here for the final shot. Student section for Gainesville. Starting to make some noise on the far side. Andrews with it again. Down to 20 seconds to go in the half. Back over to Landry Pitts. Now Andrews with 18. Now the lob it inside to it. To Pitts, and it's stolen. Lazy pass there by Andrews. Don't know what that was. And it's stolen by Gainesville. So Gainesville with the ball. 7 seconds to go. 5 seconds. And they throw it away on the sideline, trying to get it over to McGee. He couldn't hang on. And with 2.8 seconds to go in the first half, Thayer will have it. Time to get a shot. Probably going to be a long one. Landry Pitts will trigger it. Got into Burns. Burns, dribble one time. Long jumper. It's off the rim. No good. And that's the end of our first half. Our score, 28-27. Thayer Bobcats trail the Gainesville Bulldogs. We'll take time out. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
And we're back here at Gainesville. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. And Thayer Bobcats could use a little pizza for a little energy here at the half. The Bobcats are down by one at Gainesville, 28-27. Neither team is led by more than five. Thayer's had a five-point lead on a couple of different occasions. Gainesville led by two at one point. But it's a one-point game now. Thayer scoring 15 points in the first quarter. They led 15-14. Then just scored 12 in the second, while Gainesville has scored 14 in both the periods. And Gainesville got good balance scoring tonight for the Bulldogs. 7 points, 5, 6, and 3 by their starters for the Thayer Bobcats. It's been mostly the Jordan Andrews show. Jordan with 13 on the line for the Thayer Bobcats in the first half, 13 of their 27. Mentioned in the pregame, Bobcats are playing without Keaton Nicholson tonight, their 6'5 senior, and you can tell that certainly has had an impact on the way the Bobcats have had to attack things in this game here tonight. So we'll see what they devise here in the second half to try and come back and get the victory. Of course, Bayer coming in, the number one ranked Class 3 team in the state, and with a record of 10-0, Gainesville. They're no slouch. I'm telling you, I told you this in the pregame. This is a really good team. They can score. They scored over 100 already in one game this year, and they have scored 28 here in the first half. Problem is for Thayer, Bobcats have only scored 27. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters here while we're on the Thayer PCN halftime report. They include Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, the Law Office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, just some of your Bobcat boosters. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back with more, including the halftime stats on the Thayer PCN Halftime Report.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist's chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend. Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
And we're back here at the Gainesville High School gym. It's halftime. You're listening to the PCN Thayer halftime report. Let's take a look at our first half scoring. First up for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats are led by Jordan Andrews at the half. He's got 13. See, Gage Pitts with 3. Landry Pitts with 3. 6 for Aiden Burns and 2 for Lane Grimes. For the Gainesville Bulldogs, they're led by Bryce Hamilton and Wyatt Alms. Each has 7. 6 points for Landry Jenkins. 5 for Jake Leaker, and a 3 for Carter Weiss. That should up at 28. Thayer's got 27. Again, Thayer Bobcats are down by 1 here at the half to the Gainesville Bulldogs. We're going to take another break. We're back with more of your Thayer PCN halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Welcome to your new home, guys.
We couldn't have done it without you.
Seriously.
Right? Right here.
Ready to buy a home? Whether it's a starter, a vacation, or a forever home, a RE/MAX agent has the market knowledge, experience, and skills to help find what you need, then secure the keys. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Give our team a call at 417-264-6161. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
And you're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats trail the Gainesville Bulldogs 28-27 here at the Gainesville High School Gym. Bobcats taking their time coming back out of the locker room as they try to make some adjustments to get themselves the lead and try and get them another win. Of course, the Bobcats are 10-0 and currently ranked number one in Class 3 basketball in the state of Missouri. Gainesville coming in 8-2. And one of those losses was last week during the Cabool Holiday Tournament where they went 3-1. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes. Again, Gainesville leads Thayer 28-27 at the half. We'll be back in two on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hey gang, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains is under construction, and they need to make room for the heavy construction equipment. Come in, take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, and get great buys from nice guys.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And we're back at the Gainesville High School Gym, the Dog Pound, they call it over here. And it's just, even though they've remodeled and put in new bleachers and put down the new floor, this place is just as loud as ever. It's a loud gymnasium. Thayer Bobcats are down by one, but we'll open the second half with the basketball. They are back to the starting lineup out there. Remember, they're playing without Keaton Nicholson tonight. So it'll be Landry and Gage Pitts, Lane Grimes, Aiden Burns, and Jordan Andrews, the All-Stater. Bobcats down by one. We'll say thanks to some more of our boosters helping bring you the game tonight. Barton Electric in Thayer, Steak and Shake in West Plains, and the Alton Bank. And here's Aiden Burns pulls up with the elbow with a jumper off the inbound. No good. Boy, that one was close. It rattled around and got up on the rim before it fell off. And Gainesville with a rebound. Bulldog with a chance to go up three here with a bucket. They get it out front. Got it to Alms. Alms. Gives it to Jenkins. Jenkins works it on top. Feeds it on the right side. Ends up in the hands of McGee. McGee dumps it down inside. Shot is up and good. That was Leaker. Number 22 with his first bucket. And Gainesville now leads it by three. Thayer with the ball. Got it down inside to Burns, who lays it up and in. A little penetration and dish by Jordan Andrews. And Burns pulls Thayer back to win one. Gainesville with the ball. 1 minute gone by here in the third quarter. Jenkins with it on the right side in the corner. He trades places now, gives the ball back in the corner to Leaker. Leaker brings it out to the wing. Skip pass goes cross court to Weiss. Weiss dumping it into Hamilton. Hamilton shoots, counted in a foul. Yep, they worked it down to the big man, and he gets fouled. I believe that one's going to go on Jordan Andrews. Yes, it does. That'll be number two on Jordan. He knew it as soon as he did. He took a swipe at it as Hamilton was going up for the shot. So Hamilton now leads Gainesville with 9, make it 10 points as he completes the three-point play. And Thayer down 4, biggest lead of the game for Gainesville. Thayer working on the offensive end, got it down to Andrews. Andrews dumped it down to Burns. Burns fakes right, looks to the cutter, kicks it back outside. Now to Gage Pitts. Gage out to Andrews, squares up for 3. That one's off the mark. And rebound is fought for, controlled by Landry Pitts. He gets knocked down, gives it over to Andrews. Andrews attacks the basket, count it, and a foul, and that's going to be number 3 on Bryce Hamilton. The big man for Hamilton, for Gainesville, Hamilton, is going to be called for his 3rd foul, and that's big in this game for Gainesville. He leads them in scoring tonight. He's going to have to come out of there. Number 21, Graydon Robotham, a 6'2 junior, will check in. Andrews with the bucket has got 15, looking for number 16 here. And trying to make it a 1-point game. Free throw is up and good for the All-Stater. Jordan Andrews with 16. Thayer back within 1. 33-32, 6.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. They're in the Gainesville area. Come on out. This one's gonna be a dandy, folks. I'm just telling you right now. Gainesville working on the perimeter, bounces the ball down inside for Robotham. Outside now to Jenkins. Jenkins gets to the elbow, kicks over to Leaker. Leaker going to the basket. Oh, that's a travel, no call. Shot is blocked. Rebound picked up by Andrews. Andrews will drive and lay it up and in on the other end. Andrews going coast to coast, and the Thayer Bobcats are back on top, 34-33. Gainesville walking it up the floor. That is McGee. McGee got to the top of the key, pounded by the defense. Now they'll go right side in the corner to Weiss, or excuse me, that's Alms. Alms, number 10. He'll give it to Jenkins. Jenkins looking to penetrate. Goes it back out in the corner, down there to Leaker. Leaker driving the baseline, and a foul. Going to be called on Gage Pitts as he tried to cut him off on the baseline. And Gage is going to pick out number 4 in the game. Comes with 5:42 to go in the third quarter. Gage Pitts picks up his 4th personal foul. 5:42 to go. Gainesville, they inbound it down under the bucket. Jenkins finally got it in. That is a long 3-point shot. It's good by Wyatt Holmes. And Gainesville back up by 2. 36-34. By the way, Walsh has checked in for the Thayer Bobcats. And here's a whistle and a foul in the open court. This one's going to go on Gainesville. Burns caught the ball, made a move, and he was fouled by Wyatt Holmes. That'll be number 1 on Holmes. 2 team fouls on each team. They are down 2 with the basketball. Burns going to fire a 3. Bingo. Aiden Burns knocks one down from downtown. That 3-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic. They are back on top by 1 with 5:16 to go in the third. Gainesville working on the perimeter around the Thayer Bobcat zone. Got the ball down low to Robotham. Robotham kicking it inside. Ball is stolen by Landry Pitts. Bobcats have got it back with a chance to add to a 1-point lead. Andrews out top to Walsh. Squares up a 3. That one's off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Gainesville. That was Leaker that got it. Leaker running up the floor. Gives it to Jenkins, trailing the play for 3, and he nailed it. Oh, my. We got a shootout brewing here. Thayer Bobcats coming the other way. Andrews going to the bucket. Misses a lay-in, a little double pump. So Gainesville got the ball back. Bulldogs up by 2, 39-37. I'll swing it on the right side. That is McGee with it. McGee gets in the corner to Jenkins. Jenkins swings it around for Wyatt Alms. Alms now down the left corner to Leaker. Leaker back to Jenkins. Step back 3. That one's no good. Jordan Andrews with a rebound for Thayer. Got it out to Burns. Burns works it up the floor. Goes through a double team. Dumps it down to Walsh. He'll bring it back out front to Andrews. Thayer. Long shot by Andrews. That one's off the mark. And rebound taken by Gainesville. I don't think that's the shot Thayer wanted right there. Down by 2. From 25 feet. Gainesville with it. Here's Leaker in the corner. He misses a 3. Rebound. It's taken by Grimes. Poked away from behind. Going inside. Bulldogs get it to Jenkins for score. Jenkins down to 11. And the Gainesville Bulldogs lead it by 4. 41-37. 3:42 to go in the third. Bam. Got it out to Grimes on top. Now to Andrews. Andrews floats down in the middle. Throws up a little underhand shot. No good. Jordan's trying to do too much right now. One of the foul call. There was none as he got knocked down. Here comes Gainesville. They got it down inside the White. Holmes is short. And Coach Fitz with the timeout. Gainesville Bulldogs out to a six-point lead, 43-37, over the Thayer Bobcats with 3:22 to go in the third. We'll take timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Well, the Gainesville Bulldogs have outscored the Thayer Bobcats 15-11 thus far in the third quarter. We still got 3:22 to go, and the Dogs have pulled out to a six-point lead. Coach Matt Fitz called that timeout and stopped the momentum. And, boy, this loud gym over here was loud during that timeout. These Gainesville folks are enjoying their team beating the Thayer Bobcats here. At this point, Thayer brings the ball down the floor, got it over to Grimes. Grimes outside the wall. She'll swing it over to Jordan Andrews. To Grimes now in the lane, pulls up the shot. It's no good. Grimes had his own rebound, but it's taken away by Gainesville. Here come the Bulldogs again, all the way to the rack, the basket. Reverse layup, no. Leaker with a rebound, no. Another rebound, Gainesville. Shatters up and in. For number 11, Carter Weiss, and Gainesville outworked the Bobcats on that one. And Gainesville now with an 8-point lead. Thayer with the ball. Grimes bounces it down the Landry pit. Down to Walsh in the corner for three, and it's good. Asa Walsh hits a three, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics. As a big shot, pull Thayer back to within five at 45-40 with 2:32 to go in the third quarter. Gainesville got it down to the baseline. And going into the lane, we got a foul. That's on Jordan Andrews, and he knew it. Jordan reached in and going to pick up his third foul. And going to the line to shoot two, number 22, Jake Leaker. Not sure Leaker was actually going to go up for a shot there. I think he was going to pass that ball. But it appeared he was going to go up for the shot. And Leaker will go to the line, shoot the two shots. First one is good. Leaker now with 8-3 in the third quarter. 5 for Alms and 5 for Jenkins. And now Hambleton checks back into the ballgame. One of the games for Bulldogs. Remember, he'll be out there playing with three fouls with 2:25 to go in the third. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. So Leaker now with 9 points in the game. Already two Bulldogs, three Bulldogs in double figures. They have Bobcats with it out top. Here's Burns going down the right side of the lane, kicks it back out to Grimes, pumps a three. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around, and taken by Gainesville. Here come the Bulldogs. Gainesville, bring it down in the left corner. Moving to the top of the key for McGee. McGee going inside now to Hambleton. He scores easily. Bobcats didn't have anybody to stop it. He's got 12, and Gainesville up now by 9. Andrews going the other way for Sayer. All the way to the basket. Couldn't hit the shot. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 22. That is Jake Leaker, and that'll be number 3 on Leaker. So the Sayer Bobcats down by 9 with a minute 48 to go in the third quarter. Andrews trying to cut into that lead in the free throw line, and he missed. Substitution here, number 10, back in for Gainesville. That is Wyatt Holmes. I didn't see who went out. It was Leaker. Leaker goes out with those three fouls. Second free throw for Andrews. That one's up and good. So Andrews now with 19 points in the game. Thayer down 8 with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Long ways from over here. There goes Gainesville. Penetrate inside. Kick the ball back outside. Got it to Weiss from the free throw line. Jumper's good. Carter Weiss. That was 7 for Gainesville. Here come the Bobcats. Got it to Landry Pitts. Down the corner to Grimes. Kicks it back out front for Andrews. Andrews, that little shovel of a handle. Gets it back. Feeds it over to Burns. Burns looking to penetrate. Bobcats get it inside now to Pitts. Pitts kicks it back out to Grimes. Grimes over to Andrews. Andrews out to Burns. Burns on top of the minute 12. Going to the free throw line. Pull up jumper above the sophomores. No good. And the rebound controlled by the Gainesville Bulldogs. Gainesville dominating the boards with Bayer Bobcats not hitting shots. Gainesville by 10 with 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gainesville with it out front. That is Kiger who just checked in. He'll feed it over to Alms. Alms on the right side to McGee. McGee has it poked away. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Gainesville move all back. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Oh, my. They called a foul on Jordan Andrews on that play, and that is four on Andrews. And Gainesville looking inbound ball and bringing it into the backcourt. Wyatt Alms has got it back there. Alms will bring it back across the timeline with 35 seconds to go. In the third quarter, they are down 10. Gainesville looking to hold it here for the final shot of the third quarter. They are in big trouble here. Now they double-team Alms as he catches it. He gives it up and gets it right back. 22 seconds to go. Wyatt Alms, the 5'11 junior, takes it to the right side of the floor. Where's the 5 second call? There you go. Yeah, there's a 5 second call. And Coach Jenkins knew it was coming. Well, the question was the official going to call it? And he did. So Thayer with the ball back down by 10. Boy, big moment here. 14 seconds to go. You don't want to be down double digits going into the fourth quarter, so Thayer needs to hit a shot here. Andrews gets it up to Landry Pitt. Landry back out to Andrews. Andrews to Burns. Back to Andrews. Pulls up for a long three, and it's good! Andrews from way downtown. And that's the buzzer to end our third quarter, 51-44. Thayer down 7. As we head to the fourth quarter, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson football, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
We're back here in the Dog Pound in Gainesville, Missouri, where the Gainesville Bulldogs lead the undefeated number one ranked Thayer Bobcats by a score of 51-44. Gainesville will inbound the ball. Thayer back to the starters on the court now. Remember, Jordan Andrews and Gage Pitts are playing with four fouls here. Gainesville, they can afford to use a little bit of clock. They outscored Thayer 23-17 in the third quarter. Gainesville just working a little motion here. Got the ball on the right side. Now driving the baseline. Kick it to Hamilton. Hamilton, no. Going to get pushed on the baseline drive. I think they're going to call Landry Pitts for that one. They do. And for Landry, that'll be foul number two. That is team foul number five on the Thayer Bobcats. Gainesville looking to trigger it in. Landry Jenkins. Going to have to hurry. Finally got it in the corner to Alms. Wyatt Alms. Into the lane, kicks it back out to Leaker. Leaker goes around the defense, pull-up jumper on the baseline, no good. Jordan Andrews now the rebound. Bobcats now the chance to get back to within five. Andrews going all the way to the rack, lays it up and in. Oh, nice move. Jordan Andrews now with 24 in the game. They're back to within five. Gainesville's got it. Jenkins down the left corner. Gives it out to Leaker. Leaker over to McGee. McGee. Leans it to the high post to Hamilton. Hamilton back out to Jenkins. Jenkins back down into Hamilton. Bobcats playing defense, but Hamilton just turns, shoots, and scores. Use that big body to get an easy shot. Gainesville back up 7. Thayer with it. Aiden Burns in the corner to Grimes. Grimes back to Burns. Burns jumped up in the lane, going up with a shot. That one missed the rim entirely. No good. And the rebound taken by Gainesville. Dogs with an opportunity to add to their 7-point lead here. 6:40 to go in the game. There's Leaker going to the bucket. An offensive foul going to be called on Jake Leaker. He led with the shoulder and ran right through Aiden Burns. And Leaker picks up his fourth foul of the game. And number 11 Carter Weiss will check in for the Gainesville Bulldogs, and the Leaker will go back to the Gainesville bench in foul trouble. Everybody catch. Gage Pitt brings the ball into the front court, bounces it down to Burns on the left side, just inside the three-point line. Burns got it to Pitt. Pull-up jumper is up and good off the window. Gage Pitt with his second bucket of the night. They are back within five again. 6:20 to go in the game. They are now with a 2-2-1 full-court pressure. Jenkins with it in the backcourt. They get it up to Alms. Alms dribble drives through everybody. Got it up the court. Gave it up, gets it back, gives to Jenkins. Jenkins in the left side corner. Back out to Jenkins now with 6 minutes to play in the game. Gainesville taking their time on this offensive possession. I'm not sure that's to their advantage. They seem like the team likes to play fast. Alms with it outside. Got it over to McGee. Back to Alms. Alms on the left side. Got it down to Weiss. Weiss now high post. Back outside. Long shot. No good. Burns with a rebound for Thayer. And the Bobcats with a chance to get back to within three here. Aiden Burns got it to Gage Pitt. Down in the corner for Grimes. Grimes back to Pitts. Pitts over to Andrews. Fake the three. Going to the bucket. Throws up a little running one-hander. No good. And rebound. Grimes takes back up and in. Wayne Grimes with a big-time offensive rebound and put back. Thayer back to within three. Gainesville again against the pressure. We're a 1-2-2 zone here. And now they come to midcourt. Ball is tipped. Oh, but Gainesville picked up the loose ball. Got it down to Jenkins in the corner. And back out to Weiss. Weiss lobbing it to Hambleton. Hambleton around the defender, and he traveled with the basketball. Thayer's got it back down by three with 5:04 to play. Bobcats slowly making a comeback. Remember, they've been down by as many as 10 here in the second half. And the Thayer Bobcats here with a chance to get back to within one. Gage Pitt got it over to Andrews. Andrews back to Gage on the left side wing. Bounces the baseline to Aiden Burns. Kicks around to Grimes for three in the tie. It's off the rim. No good. And rebound controlled by the Gainesville Bulldogs. Gainesville got it up across the timeline. 4:40 to go now. Here's Jenkins in the corner for Gainesville. Dribbles out to the wing on the left side. Looking down to Hambleton. Hambleton. Oh, that's got to be an offensive foul. No call. Hambleton misses the shot. Rebound comes out long. Tip. And it's going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. I mean, Hambleton just absolutely backed over Landry Pitch down there. And they've lost the basketball. It was tipped out into the stage area. And nobody can find it. Now, now they found the ball. Give us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight. Allen supported living in Thayer. Thayer Fitness and Nutrition. The Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains and the Steak and Shake of West Plains. Gainesville with the ball. A three-point lead, 53-50. Thayer has outscored them 9-2 here in the fourth quarter so far. Here's a steal by Gage Pitt. Gage will drive for the layup. It's good. Gage Pitt took it away. And the Thayer Bobcats are back to win one. They've come all the way back from down nine. Thayer again, that full court pressure. Gainesville got up to Jenkins. Jenkins throws it across the timeline and got it down to Alms. Alms brings it out, now feeds it to Wise. Wise back over to Alms on the left side. Alms going to the elbow on the dribble. Feeds it cross court to Alms. Alms will kick it down on the right side for McGee. 3:30 to go. Here's a give high post to Hambleton. Kicks it again. Back outside for Alms. Got it down to Hambleton. 16 for Big Bryce Hambleton. And we get a timeout call. 55-52. Thayer down three with 3:31 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout. We're back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Oh, we're down to 3:31 to play in the game. The Thayer Bobcats are down by 3. 55-52 is our score. It's going to be Gainesville basketball here. Again, 55-52 is our score. With 3:31 to go in the game, Thayer's been down by as many as 10 in the ball game. Want to say thank you to our Thayer Bobcat sponsors helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains, FNBC Community Bakers, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Ozarka College, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, and Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Thayer Bobcats with the ball, chance to get back within one, or maybe two if somebody gets a tie here. Somebody can hit one from downtown. Thayer Bobcats pushing it down inside the Landry pit, and the pass in there is stolen by the Gainesville Bulldogs. Well, that's a risky play defensively by Hamilton, who's playing with three fouls. Gainesville's got the ball back up by three. On down the baseline, Leaker hands it inside to Hamilton. He's going to. Thayer just can't have an answer for him without Keaton Nicholson on the court. Here come the Bobcats, down now by five. 57-52. Andrews from way downtown. That's a bad shot. That's a bad shot. No good. And the rebound taken by Gainesville. 2:48 to go. Gainesville with the basketball off the missed 30-footer by Jordan Andrews. So that trigger a little close. Oh, and here's a foul. Going to be called on Gage Pitts, and Gage Pitts has just fouled out of the ballgame for Thayer. Pitts tried to get in front of the Gainesville Bulldog and steal it, and he got too much body. Foul on Gage Pitts will be his fifth of the game. Fouls out with 2:39 to play. Thayer down by five. Non-shooting foul. Asa Walsh will check in his place. And here come the Gainesville Bulldogs. Got the ball back. Holmes penetrates into the lane. Gets it back outside for McGee. McGee out around midcourt. Handles it to the right side. Feeds it over to Jenkins. Gainesville here with a five-point lead. Can afford to use some clock. Now they lob it down inside. Got it to Leaker. Leaker trying to drive the baseline. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Jordan Andrews making a move down to the baseline. Pull up the floater, and it's good. Andrews with 26. They are back within three, 57-54. Weiss got it up across the timeline to Jenkins. Jenkins lands the Leaker, got it back to Jenkins. Thought about taking a three, then bopped it down inside to Hamilton. Hamilton's going to get fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Foul will be on Aiden Burns, I believe. Nope, called it on Landry, kids. That'll be number three on Landry. Big Bryce Hamilton. He's got 18 for the Bulldogs tonight. Minute 52 to go. Thayer down three. Hamilton at the line. He's a really good free throw shooter. Big man hits for 19, looking for his 20th point. Thayer led by Jordan Andrews with 26 tonight. Hamilton, second free throw. That one's long. No good. Rebound taken by Thayer. Bobcats down four with minute 50 to go. Andrews comes across the timeline, pulls up for three. It's good. Andrews makes it a one-point game. A reach three-point shot made. Brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. Thayer back within one with a minute 38 to go. Gainesville got it across the Leaker. Leaker takes it up the left side. Now back to back out front. Got it there to Alms. Alms going down the middle of the lane, and he travels. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Oh, Alms took about three steps in the lane, and they call a foul on the Bobcats. They're going to call that one on Landry Pitts, and that'll be number four on Landry. And shooting the 1-1, number 10, Wyatt Alms, who has scored 12 points tonight, hit a free throw in the first half. He's the first one he shot here in the second half. And the first one is up, and it's good. That makes it a two-point lead for the Gainesville Bulldogs with a minute 26 to go. 59-57. And second one is up. That one is no good. Thayer with the rebound. Oh, the Bobcats throw it away on the inbound play. Oh, it should have been a backcourt violation on Gainesville. No call. And they lob it down in the corner. Trying to get it down to Hamilton. Bobcats are fronting him, and they've got somebody behind him. Gainesville working around the perimeter. Got it over to McGee in the corner. McGee out to the wing. Lobs it out to Leaker. Leaker in the corner for Jenkins. Gainesville, 2-point lead in the ball. We're down to 1 minute to play. 1 minute. Gainesville taking their time here. And here's a ball stolen by Burns. Burns will drive for the tying layup. And he missed it. Rebound Grimes, he goes back up and scores, and gets fouled on the play. Fast lane Grimes, an offensive rebound to tie the game at 59. He'll go to the line and shoot for the lead. Foul is on number 23, that is Easton McGee, his first of the game. Thayer. Lane Grimes shooting for the lead, and he missed it. Rebound controlled by Gainesville. And now the Dogs have got an opportunity to hold for the final shot on their home floor. Bobcats scrambling on defense. Gainesville working around the offensive end. Almost lost it. Leaker picks it up. Oh, that should be a double dribble. Bobcats back on the defensive side. 26 seconds to go. Tied at 59. Here's a give down to Jenkins. Jenkins looking to go up for a shot. It's no good. Rebound Thayer. And a timeout. Whoa, no timeout. Coach Pitt says, here we go. Thayer Bobcats have got it with a chance to win it. 12 seconds to play. Andrew penetrates, gets to Grimes in the corner for three. It's off the rim. Andrew's rebound, follows it up. It's good. Jordan Andrew hits the shot. And the Thayer Bobcats are up by two, 61-59, with 1.8 seconds remaining. And Gainesville takes a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist's chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
We're back after the timeout here at the Kabul or the Gainesville High School Gym. What a game. Thayer Bobcats have been down by as many as 10 in the second half, and they have come all the way back and have taken a 61-59 lead on a short jumper off a rebound by Jordan Andrews. His 31st point of the game puts Thayer up 61-59. First time the Bobcats have led since they led 15-14 in the first quarter. Gainesville will inbound it. They've got to go the length of the floor, and they've got 1.8 seconds to go. That's about enough time to catch it, turn, and shoot. See what Coach Morris Jenkins has put together for his team. Thayer, I think, will get up here in a man-to-man. They're going to make them. Oh, somebody better get back and guard number 10. Somebody get back there and guard number 10. And he's going to release and go long. There they go. Looking for the long pass, and they call a timeout. They weren't going to get it in five, and that forces the Gainesville Bulldogs to take a timeout. So 61-59, Thayer by two with 1.8 seconds to go. We're going to step away. We'll be back with the final 1.8 seconds and just 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back to Gainesville, 61-59. Thayer leads it by two. Jordan Andrews with a jumper in the lane after an offensive rebound and a shot that just went off the mark by Lane Grimes. 61-59, Thayer on the defensive end. And again, Gainesville tried to get it in last time. They couldn't get it in the 5 seconds. They had to call this timeout. We'll see what Coach Jenkins has got to try and get him a shot. And, folks, this is going to be one of those hang on to your hats because If they're going to score here, there's going to have to be a half-court shot. 1.8 seconds to go. That's not much time. Catch it, turn, and shoot. And again, they've got to go the full length of the court. Leaker inbounds it to Hambleton. Out to midcourt and calls timeout, and no time ran off the clock. Yeah, that's not right. No time ran off the clock, and he inbounded it, and now Gainesville will get to inbound it at half court. I think the officials are talking about the fact that absolutely no time ran off the clock. Something's got to run off the clock. I mean, he caught it, and officials are going to come over, and I think they're going to tell him they're going to have to reset. No, they're not. They're going to reset it to 1.5. So good job by the officials, because there has to be some time run off that clock. So 1.5 seconds. Gainesville is going to inbound it at midcourt. That makes it a little easier. That was a great call there by Coach Jenkins to throw it to half court and then have his guy immediately call a timeout. 61-59. Hey, Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Bonnie's Outdoors of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Taylor Gruvall Chevrolet, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, and the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer. Folks been with us ever since the football season began. Great game here tonight. I told you in the pregame, this is a hard place to play, a lot of noise, Gainesville, and they're a good basketball team. They are really good. They're extremely well coached. And Thayer playing shorthanded tonight without their 6'5 senior, Keaton Nicholson. And now Gainesville will inbound it. So do you want Leaker or do you want Hambleton? I think I might just throw it from half court up into the lane and see if Hambleton can go up and get it or get fouled. Gainesville inbounds it. So Leaker elevates for the shot at the buzzer. It's no good. Wouldn't have counted if he made it. And the Thayer Bobcats have come from 10 points down and beaten the Gainesville Bulldogs here in Ozark County 61-59, and they held Gainesville to just 8 points in the fourth quarter. We're going to take a timeout.